She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hello, hello, everyone. I'm always excited to have today's guest on our show. Carol Alt is the ultimate pioneer, always looking for new ideas and frontiers. A legendary supermodel and best-selling author on raw food nutrition, I'm happy to welcome Carol back to our show. Welcome, Carol.
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me back.
We love having you on the show, Carol. And I know today I'm very interested in talking about or hearing what you have to say about today, because the leaves are changing and the weather is changing and it's getting cold, at least where I am. And I know it is for you too, right?
Yes, of course. I'm in New York.
You're in New York. So let's talk a little bit about some cold and flu prevention and just to hear your thoughts on what we can do to really keep ourselves healthy throughout this season.
You know, one of the funny things that my doctor said to me when I first started working with him, and I'm referring to Dr. Timothy Brantley, who wrote the book called The Cure. He said to me, you know, it's so funny that people must think that the cold and flu virus hides in a bush during the summer. Mm-hmm. You know, that it for some reason goes dormant. He said, right. The cold and flu virus is there all year round. He said, but the thing that happens in the wintertime that people don't think about is that between the end of October and the middle of we have so much going on. We have Halloween, we have Thanksgiving, we have Christmas, and then New Year's, and then of course we have Valentine's Day. So with the change of the weather, with the bad eating that we're doing because everybody's partying and everybody's out and stressed and we have to get gifts and we have to go to houses and visit people and whatnot, he said it's natural that the immune system breaks down because we're not eating properly. He said one of the biggest things to prevent colds and flu is to eat properly. And when he put it that way, when you really think about it, it's funny because like everybody was always pushing the cold and flu vaccines in the middle of winter.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? If we just ate healthy and stayed healthy eating right through all of this stressful period, I think that we could stay healthier this time of year as well. What do you think about that, Andrea?
No, I definitely agree. And, you know, it's interesting because as you're speaking, I'm like, yep, check, hit September, yep, traveling like crazy. October, check, traveling like crazy. And then what happens in the summertime, I'm not traveling as much. It's warmer outside. We're getting more exercise. We're out and about. So I think it's easier to fend off those cold and flus because of the fact, like you said, you know, we're maybe not as busy or we're taking holiday time, so we're not as stressed out. But I think it's great what he said, and I agree with him completely. And I think,
we're eating,
like you said, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, or we're eating salads in the summer, which is much more healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and a lot of more raw food for sure, because in the winter we get a little colder, so we tend to cook our food a little bit more. So we're not, you know, the nutrients aren't there as much. So I definitely agree. You know, what I'm interested about you, Carol, because I know that you're a raw foodist. In the winter months, do you find that you crave something a little bit warmer? Or how do you eat during the winter being a raw foodist?
Well, you'd be very surprised that soups at room temperature are really very satisfying. But it's not the hotness of the food that warms you up. What warms you up are oils. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you have foods that have a lot of oil in it, you'll maintain a body temperature because our bodies are like a furnace. It burns oil. Right. We need oil for everything. And one of the last things that the body uses oil for is our skin, our hair, our nails, and heat. What we normally use our oils for is to rebuild, regenerate, and rejuvenate our organs, our ligaments, our muscles, give us energy, excuse me. Mm-hmm. I just swallowed my cough drop. So, you know, the funny thing is that you know, all this stuff is happening to the body and we're not eating enough oil. So what we do is we go and we get hot soup, hot food, because we're thinking that this is going to keep us warm. And in fact, what it does, it makes us sweat. And then we're chilly after that because, of course, the sweat dries and we're chilly in our clothes because it only lasts for like a half an hour, maybe. But if you put oil in your food, it'll keep you warm and it'll keep you toasty all day long.
I love that
you say
that. That's very interesting.
Amazing.
I I don't think I ever thought of it that way. So basically it's, well, so now we're, what I'm, you know, what's my next question going to be is, all right, so we've talked about it before, but I'd love to hear the type of oils you're referring to in terms of that you eat on a regular basis.
Well, I love Udo's Choice Oil. Udo's Choice Oil for me is the best combination. It's all nut oils. It's the proper ratio of, I think it's 3 to 6 omegas. So for me, that's a really big, big plus. But also, I mix that with olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because I like the taste of olive oil. Mm-hmm. I do eat coconut oil in the morning. I do mm-hmm. a tablespoonful of coconut oil in the morning. It's good for women for their hormones. Mm-hmm. So it's a very good base for hormones. So if you're having menopause issues, you know, coconut oil will help you a lot. But those are the main ones. I mean, I think with Udo's Choice, the thing is it's a mixture of nut oils. So you're getting all kinds of nut oils there. And
so
for the men,
also,
it's got pumpkin seed oil, good for the prostate. Sorry, I just had to interject that.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Because I know that Udo's oil, they have different kinds. So are you saying specifically like an omega-3? That's something that you feel that people should also have in their diet, because obviously we know oils are important for our brain too, and they're very important for our health and our hair and our nails. So I love that you're saying that. So it's more like the omega-3s that you're speaking to, but he has, I guess I'm going to look into it. I didn't realize there was a whole broad range of them.
No, okay. Udo's has the proper blend of 3, 6, and 9.
Okay.
The problem is you don't get the proper blend of oil. You get too much of one, not enough of another. The proper blend of oils is very, very important, and he already has that. You don't have to think about it.
Got it. Okay.
So it's already done.
That's what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when it comes to these warmer, or I guess the cooler months now, and you were mentioning people going out to get, you know, the flu shots, do you think that we could really, you know, according to what your doctor was saying, and he believes this too, I guess, fending off all these bugs and these germs by eating healthy, you know, washing our hands? What are some of those other tips that you do during these winter months to, you know, I mean, obviously nothing's for sure, but to really help minimize the chances of catching a cold or flu?
Well, certainly when you fly, you try to protect yourself as best you can. People are flying today with, you know, colds and flu and coughing on you. It's really bad these days. But I think also, you know, I think the thing is that we're washing our hands too much. I think we're destroying bacteria too much. We're making our bodies weak in terms of what's happening with our ability to fight bacteria. And I think maybe that might be a great conversation for another week about how, you know, we wash our hands too much. Our kids are not out playing in the mud anymore. It's important to let bacteria attack our body so we can fight them off. We need to remain strong. If we remain weak, when we're attacked, we're just going to fall apart.
Especially with the antibacterial soaps that people are using. But the good news is that the FDA, I think, now is taking triclosan out of these products. So they've banned triclosan. So that's a good thing, because that's a very harsh chemical that was really wreaking havoc on people's health. So, but I agree with you.
You know, Andrea.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, in my book, I have a lovely little combination for washing your hands and keeping bacteria free that's all natural. It mixes with a little tea tree oil. You can make it yourself. Much cheaper than buying it.
I love that. And do you travel with that as well?
I do. It's in my bag all the time.
I love that. That's such a great idea.
That and my olive oil Udo's Choice mix. That and my olive oil and Udo's Choice mix are always in my bag. So I always know that I can eat.
That's hilarious. You know what, Carol, I do think we're out of time today, but I do think it would be great to do a show on bacteria and really digging deep into, you know, building our immune system that way. So thank you for being on our show, as always. If you want to learn more about Carol, you can go to her website at carolalt.com. You can also follow her on Twitter, like we do, at @ModelCarolAlt. And I'm following her on Instagram, too, so go check her out. I'm Andrea Donsky. Lisa Davis was not here today, but she normally is. She'll be back on our next show. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay healthy and happy during the winter months. Stay well.